Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zavachim Nuntes, Zavachim 59a, pagination is 117. We'll start about midway on the page. The first word on the line is Hamizbeach, and then we begin. We're dealing with a sugya that is the topic of Nire v'nidche. If a karban was fitting to be brought, and then it got pushed away, then even if things have been now rectified, it may very well be invalid to be brought. If the problem was a significant one in the interim, then it would be forbidden because it's been pushed away, and now that it's pushed away, it's not going to be accepted. If, however, it never quite ascended to be kosher, it was being pushed away, it didn't reach the opening gate yet, then if you could still rectify things, then finally when it becomes permitted, it can be brought. And this will be a discussion and a bit of a machlokas. Omar Rav said, Mizbeach shenifgam, if the Mizbeach got a blemish, it's chipped, which is going to make it possible until it's fixed. So kol ha-kodeshim shenishchash tusham psulim. Anything from karbanos that was shecht there is going to be possible. And there are two cases that are included in this basic discussion. One is going to be, of course, if the karban was shecht before the Mizbeach got its blemish, in which case it was nire, it was ready to be brought. Then it was nidche, then it was pushed away. Then for sure it's not going to be able to be brought. But Rav is also including a case where the animal was not shecht until after the blemish in the Mizbeach occurred, so that it was never nire. Nevertheless, because the Mizbeach was not intact at the time of the Shechita, it's going to be pasul, and it's going to be based on a special pasuk. Says Rav, concluding his statement, Mikra hu biyadenu, it was a pasuk that was in our hands, so to speak. We had access to a pasuk, we knew which pasuk was the source for this halacha, v'shachach nuhu, and we forgot which pasuk it was. But that's our tradition, that if the animal is shecht at the time that the Mizbeach is invalid, the karban will be invalid. And it's based on a pasuk. Kisalig Rav Kana, when Rav Kana traveled, Ashkechei l'Rav Shimon b'Rebbi, he found Rav Shimon b'Rebbi, deko'oma mishum Rabbi Shmo b'Rabbi Yossi, and he was saying in the name of Rabbi Shmo b'Rabbi Yossi, and it's probably important, not just on general terms, to know who said what, but we want to make sure that the conduit of this piece of Mesorah that was forgotten by all the other people is indeed being sourced as to where it's being rejuvenated and being brought back into the tradition. Minayin la'mizbeach shenifkam. How do you know that a mizbeach that has a blemish, that case, shekol ha-kodshim shenishchatu sham psulim, that anything that shecht at that time is considered pasul, shenemar, v'zavachta alav, you should shecht upon it, upon the mizbeach, esalosecha ve'eshalamecha, your ola and shlomim. Ask the Gemara, v'chi alav ato zoveach, do you shecht exclusively on the Mizbeach? On the contrary, we just discussed this in a previous session, and we learned that in addition to the other places that you could shecht, you could also shecht on top of the Mizbeach. So, v'zavachta alav is a bit emphatic. You're going to shecht on the Mizbeach. Ella, kishuhu shalem velo kishuhu chaser. It's telling you that you're shechting upon it, meaning by virtue of the Mizbeach being intact, you're able to shecht. It has to be intact. And when it's not, your carbon is not kosher. Omar, he said, Hainukra de ishtamit leil Rav. This must be the pasuk that Rav forgot, that slipped away from Rav. This is the pasuk, v'zavachta Allah v'salosecha v'shalamecha, means that even if it wasn't nire v'nidche, even if it was from the beginning not kosher in a way that it's just needs to be rectified, that too is going to be possible because the Mizbeach was not intact at the time of Shechita. The Gemara continues, V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav and says, Echad ze ve'echad ze psulin. Even if the animal was not shecht, just the fact that it was designated as a korban, and then the Mizbeach became unfit, that too would make the carbon invalid. Obviously, animals that are just not carbonos at all are not going to become pasul. But if an animal was designated as a carbon, that would also become pasul. But my pligi, what are they arguing about? Rav savar ba'alei chayim einon nidachim. Rav holds that while it's still a live animal, you can't push it away, it's not going to become invalid. And it'll just wait till things are good, and then you'll start. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that even live animals can be pushed away. Once it became a korban, it's not fit during this time, and that makes it unfit forever. Meisvei, I have a question from a braisa. Kol hakodshim, all the korbanos, shahayu that were, ad shalo nivne hamizbeach, before the Mizbeach was built, va'achakach nivna ha-Mizbeach, and afterwards the Mizbeach was built, psulim, they remain pasul. So what you're seeing is that the Kodshim were, doesn't say they were shecht, they were karbanos, and you see that the Mizbeach wasn't built, so they're going to be pasul. Apparently that's ba'alei chayim nidachin. Live animals can be pushed away. Asks the Gemara, Nivne, if the Mizbeach wasn't built, Dechuya Meikara Ninhu, so then the animal was totally never fit. Ela, Ad Shalo Neheras HaMizbeach, they existed before the Mizbeach was destroyed, and then it was destroyed, and now it's being rebuilt, and that's why it's unfit, because at one point it was ready to be brought. Ask the Gemara, Neheras, if you're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash destruction, and now you want to know if that carbon can be brought by the second Beis HaMikdash, since the Mizbeach didn't exist kosher in the interim, ha'izken luhu, that animal is old. So, at first glance you think, well, it's old, so it's just a little impractical. It would have to be 70 years old to have made it from the first Beis HaMikdash to the second Beis HaMikdash, but it's actually more than that. Rashi points out that the animal being so old is a mum, that is a blemish in the animal, so it would be invalid anyway. Ela, it can't be that you're going from the destruction of one Beis HaMikdash to the second. Ela, ad shalo nifgam ha-mizbeach. It must be that the Mizbeach simply got blemished. Va'achakach Nifgam ha-mizbeach psulim. So the carbon existed before the Mizbeach got blemished, and then the Mizbeach got blemished. That's going to be the case of psulim. And we have our question on Rav, because the wording of the Braisa was shahayu. They existed. They were still alive. So we did revise achelo nivne ha-mizbeach, and we realized that has to be that it was repaired. But now that we fixed all that, and we know we're dealing with a damaged Mizbeach, which is the case of Rav and Rav Yechanan, the wording was shahayu. They existed. They're still live animals. Apparently we go like Rav Yechanan and not like Rav. Answers the Gemara, v'lo terutze kametartzis. Didn't you realize that you had to revise the Braisa, it wasn't worded properly. It said Ad Shalom Nivne, which sounded like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and really it was just a pagam, just a damage that had to be repaired. So once you're fixing up the Braisa, it wasn't worded properly. Ema Shenishchatu. So when it says they were, it means they were shecht. And we're talking just like Rav said, that the animal was already shecht, and that's why the pegima of the mizbeach, the damage in the mizbeach, was relevant. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.